From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Scotland's First Minister, Alex Salmond, is to step down from the role after voters rejected independence. The leader of the Scottish National Party has been at the forefront of the Yes campaign and one of the most prominent figures in Scottish politics in recent years. Scots voted 55% in favor of staying part of the United Kingdom. Mr. Salmond said his time as leader is nearly over, but that the campaign continues and the dream will never die. Ollie Barrett reports from the Scottish capital, Edinburgh.
This is a significant moment for Scottish politics. Alex Salmond, the man who has led the independence movement for so long, stepping aside now, having lost an independence referendum, and quite convincingly so. He has been one of the biggest beasts in Scottish politics for many years now, and Holyrood, the Scottish Parliament behind me, has been his prowling ground. As I say, the Yes campaign lost this referendum, and pretty significantly too, but their supporters have been out in some number again today to prove that their feelings will not go away, that their thoughts on independence will continue, and as will their activism.
France has begun airstrikes against Islamic State militants known as ISIS in Iraq. The office of President François Hollande says planes have carried out an attack on an ISIS depot in the northeast. France is the first to follow the U.S.'s lead to destroy ISIS bases in an effort to contain the spread of militants declaring a caliphate in the region, who've killed thousands of civilians, including Western hostages. Friday's airstrike comes a day after President Hollande said he agreed with the Iraqi authorities to give air support, but only to target ISIS in Iraq, not in Syria. Europe correspondent Sandra Gatman says there may be more to come.
Well, the attacks were carried out by French air forces deployed from their base in Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates. And we know they are poised and ready to carry out further attacks in the coming days, more airstrikes if needed. France has been deploying reconnaissance missions or air observation missions in the last several weeks to locate ISIS strongholds and stockpiles.
The Chinese e-commerce company Alibaba has opened almost 40% above its initial price on the New York Stock Exchange. The company's initial public offering, or IPO, could be the largest in history. Nick Harper reports from New York.
Public trading of Alibaba's shares started just before midday. They opened at $92.70 a share, a jump of 36% on the original $68 a share price they were priced at on Thursday. It'll be a busy first day of trading, but already two things are certain. After all the months of waiting, it's lived up to the hype, and it's made Alibaba and its founder, Jack Ma, a lot of money.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Adel Abdul-Berry has pled guilty in a U.S. federal court to playing a role in the plotting of the 1998 bombings of the U.S. embassies in Tanzania and Kenya. The Egyptian is seen as a go-between, bringing messages to the plotters on the ground from Al-Qaeda's Osama bin Laden and his number two, Ayman al-Zawahiri. Priscilla Huff has more.
As part of a plea deal, Adel Abdul-Bari said he was guilty of three charges in the 1998 bombings of the American embassies in Nairobi, Kenya and Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, which killed 224 people. The charges include threatening to kill, injure, or destroy property by means of an explosive and conspiring to murder U.S. citizens abroad. His attorneys were given 1 week to explain to the judge why the plea deal should be accepted. The Egyptian man originally faced over 285 counts, but now the U.S. Attorney General for Manhattan says the charges were appropriate in regard to this defendant and the role he played in a much larger conspiracy.
Sierra Leone has begun a 3-day lockdown in an effort to combat the rapid spread of the deadly Ebola virus. The goal of the curfew is to let health workers locate and quarantine new cases of Ebola before the infection spreads further. But some say suspicion of the health professionals limits their effectiveness. The government of Guinea has confirmed that 8 health and social workers involved in the battle against Ebola have been killed. 6 rural villagers have been arrested for the act. The community reportedly believes the foreign aid workers are spreading the disease. Gary Alfonso has this report.
Guinea officials say the 8-member team who tried to educate rural villagers about the deadly disease were killed in cold blood and their bodies thrown into a septic tank. Many rural communities are suspicious of official attempts to combat the disease and even blame foreigners for spreading the Ebola virus. The World Health Organization says 700 new cases of Ebola have emerged in 1 week, showing that the outbreak was accelerating.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.